The science on Artemis and our mission in particular is kind of three different types. The first one is CubeSats. Our spacecraft, or the rocket itself, is actually going to be deploying some CubeSats from countries from four different continents. They're going to be studying things like space science, radiation, future communication systems, and some of that technology development that's so important. And the next kind of science is actually human research, science that we are participating in ourselves. There's four major experiments on our mission, and we're excited to be a part of all of them. One we call Archer. That one is basically something where we're learning how humans, how we really get through these tough deep space exploration missions. We learn about cognition, we learn about sleep hygiene, we learn how we can maximally perform when we go on these, you know, these environments that are so austere. Another one is called Avatar, and we are actually going to be flying with cells put into tissue chips from our own bodies to see the effects of space, the space environment on those cells. Tissue chips is an incredible technology. I had the privilege of working with them on my first ISS mission, and it was really a privilege because it represents a way to see the physicality and not just the cellular reactions of our bodies to these environments. We're doing a bioimmunity markers type of study. A fascinating thing about the space environment is that it actually changes the immune systems of our bodies, and that's really important to us and our friends. Many of us had experienced those things when we went to the ISS, and we're going to have a handle on that for long-duration missions. And then finally, a mission or an experiment called Standard Measures, and this one I love because it basically encompasses everything you can possibly think about to measure about the human body and puts it in a repository. So things we haven't even thought of yet, questions we haven't even thought that we need to answer yet, and maybe methods for answering those questions that haven't even been invented yet can still be applied to all of the people that have flown in space in the future by having this repository of information.